All those who attended the meeting drew their chairs into a big circle in the middle of Harrigan Centennial Hall. Facilitator Doug Osborne, the prevention director at Sitka Community Hospital, wanted it that way.
I'm not particular about many things, but the circle I really am. So if we can sort of kind of move in here, and so we're all sort of on the same level.
The crowd was mixed.
All right.
From medical marijuana users, to concerned grandparents, to curious citizens, physician Dr. Ron Freibusch kicked things off by listing some of the ways marijuana is used in modern medicine.
For pain, depression, seizure control, possibly glaucoma. It's been used as an antiemetic for people on chemotherapy. There's also research going on that it may be helpful for post-traumatic stress disorder.
One attendee talked about the relief it's provided his father, a Vietnam veteran with chronic pain in his right arm.
He went down to Seattle a couple weeks ago, saw a neurologist. They can't figure it out. But what does help is marijuana. He went to the store down there. He gave him his ID. He paid $60. He got a gram. He went back to the hotel. He rolled it up. He smoked it. And then he ate some ice cream, watched a movie, and went to bed.
The meeting took on the shape of a classroom, with individuals sharing their experiences, while three panelists, Dr. Freibusch, Jeff Arndt, and Orion Hughes Knowles, presented their findings. Panelist Marita Bailey was not able to attend. In his presentation, Dr. Freibusch took pains to distinguish between the various kinds of compounds found in marijuana, particularly CBD, which has medical applications, and TCH, which is responsible for the euphoric high.
I came across a number of it's more than case reports now. It's a worldwide bank of cases of children that had intractable seizures. They were given CBD extracts, and seizures in one child that I was reading about today went from 300 a week down to 1 a week. And so now the child can learn and function and have a life. Does the child get stoned on it? Well, no, it's the CBD extract. They're not giving him tetrahydrocannabinol.
One of the main questions from the group was, does marijuana contribute to traffic accidents? While the answer is still being researched, Dr. Freibusch said that the combination of alcohol with marijuana products can increase the incidence of car accidents. Another question, is marijuana a gateway drug for harder substances? Jeff Arndt said that in his research, it does not.
Studies have shown no empirical evidence that marijuana is a gateway drug. So that's another point that might surprise some people.
Dr. Freibusch made the case that marijuana may even alleviate addiction to opioids.
Deaths from unintentional overdose on opioids already down 25% in the states that have recreational marijuana use.
The subject soon turned to how marijuana affects the brain. Here's Dr. Freibusch.
It does affect memory and short-term learning. I don't know of any studies that shows otherwise.
One comment by Jeff Arndt, a chemical dependency counselor, produced the strongest reaction of the night. He quoted a study that found that individuals who began smoking regularly, so 4 times a week, as teens, experienced a decline in IQ of up to 8 points as adults.
I think that's just kind of sobering to think about. And, you know, I work with a lot of kids who start pot and other drugs.
Several others in the meeting latched on to that figure, particularly parents and educators, such as this retired teacher.
I do have concerns about the fact that developing brain is so vulnerable, and that the statistics that you quoted really scared me about that.
Resident Karen Christner raised another point of concern.
No one has said anything about the danger of secondhand marijuana smoke on children, on babies, in the home.
Resident Nancy Yaw Davis wasn't even sure what marijuana looked like. And as she told KCAW, made an appointment with Sitka Police Chief Sheldon Schmidt to find out.
He lit a bud and let me have a whiff. And wow. And then he held it back. And I, you know, it was being watched. But it was for my education. I said, this is so helpful. Now I'll recognize what it smells like. Because I really care about this town. Neighborhood by neighborhood, street by street, school by school. We can't pretend like it's not there.
The state of Alaska is currently drafting rules regarding the taxation and sale of marijuana. Osborne said that will be the topic of the next town hall meeting in the coming months. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.